I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A nationwide shortage of saline solution, a fluid commonly used in IV bags in hospitals, is prompting response from the U.S. Senate. Saline solution is essentially sterile salt water. It's used in hospitals to hydrate patients and to mix and dilute medication.
The prices of saline solutions have risen astronomically.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Saline solutions now are 200 to 300% higher in cost than just a couple of years ago. There's no economic or marketplace reason for it, no legitimate cause for this astronomic rise in price.
Last month, Blumenthal and other senators wrote to the Federal Trade Commission. In the letter, they call attention to several possible reasons for the price increase, writing that there are only three saline manufacturers in America and that it's possible they're purposefully manipulating market supply. Mike Rubino, director of pharmacy at Hartford Hospital, says saline solutions are the most widely used solution at any hospital.
The variety of sizes that we purchase and the different strengths of saline is enormous, really. In fact, we purchase more than 200,000 units of saline solutions every year at Hartford Hospital.
For now, Rubino says saline shortages at Hartford Hospital have been limited, but he fears price increases down the road could harm the hospital. Blumenthal says the U.S. has been facing a shortage of saline solutions since 2013, when the FDA added it to the drug shortage list. Since then, the FDA has tried to close the gap by approving imports of saline from both Spain and Norway. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.